This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Toby, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie better mode than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. Know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be, you can watch on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Marcos, turn that music down, dude.
Oh man.
Oh.
Alright, dude.
I don't know, man. It's just as soon as the mics turn on, I don't feel so good. You know, I gotta bark off, you know.
Oh no!
Just, you know, I think this might be a.
Dang.
I don't know. It may have struck last night.
Oh no! In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night, but it came back just now because I think I got a repeat of no. Cup Cat Fever.
You can tell nobody's at your house.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, I got to tell you, that game was exciting.
Yeah, it was.
And what's up with the Panthers? Like, their guy that scored, then I'm like, who's that?
Who's that new Panther?
Right.
We got new Panthers. Belinskis.
I mean, it was like the thing that always amazes me is on the last goal, dude loaded up for like 3 seconds. He did the little slow skate. Right. Yeah. I'm like, hey, anybody going to get him?
I liked at the end rush where Bob just does the old flick. He's like, see ya. Enjoy. Nice try, dummy.
And then
the Oilers are just in hell again because Canada is crying right now. That's a shame.
When McDavid and Draisaitl are out there, it's still terrifying.
Oh, of course. They're very good at making you think they're good.
You don't think Connor McDavid's good?
I don't know. He hasn't been good. I know he's yelling at himself. He's kicking himself because, look, he may have won the Four Nations, but there's one nation he can't conquer. Cat Nation.
What a just... fun game. Nobody could get away, right? And I always say, oh, my goodness, nothing scares and terrifies me like the empty net.
Oh, yeah, when they go in that rush. You know what the funny thing is? It's like you got to put it in your mind, too, because it's like, all right, 30 seconds on a power play seems very long. But then for some reason, I'm like sitting there, I'm like, okay, this feels like it's going faster, but it's the same amount of time. Oh, it really messes goodness. With your mind.
It takes forever. And then I'm yelling, lock it up, lock it up.
Get
to the wall.
Typically the wall. Once you take them to the wall, usually they don't get off the wall. They got off the wall. It's like, oh, no.
Right. And you know, with all them guys huddled up on the, it's two passes and a firm shot and the game's tied. And I'm like,
we got the headlines here brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock in the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The funny thing was, though, you know, I'm listening to Paul Maurice after yesterday's game, and he's like, I didn't think we played that great. And I was like, that's why you're the best, man. This is why. He just knows the temperature. He'll be more impressed after like a 2-1 loss than he's like,
right,
a little too willy-nilly for me out there yesterday. You know, we won, but we didn't win like us. And I was like, oh, man.
And that's amazing about him. Like, whenever you think, oh, he's going after these guys, they're like, no. Look, we on a stretch here. We've been on the road a lot, and he'll just break it down and – you know,
well, we saw pumped up Paul yesterday in that last time out where he's just like, he's giving it to everybody on the team.
Right. Well, there was a couple of times where it was Draisaitl and Connor McDavid, and I was like a little nervous.
I love it. I love that the Panthers have them in hell right now. They're rats off a ship on their team in Canada. And Canada. Don't think you won't. Hey, you won't let me listen to your sports radio up there, huh? You don't have the courage.
You can't listen to.
I can't grief listen. So this is only for people in Canada. Good. Really? Hide your tears.
Really?
At least on their website, it was.
They don't do the. They don't do any like YouTube or nothing like that.
Maybe they do YouTube. Maybe I'll look at YouTube. But they geo-locked their website. I'm like, you cowards.
Geo-locked.
Yeah. So, like, your streams can be locked at a certain point. Like, for example, when we on the Odyssey app, you can only listen to the Miami Heat on the Odyssey app up through Palm Beach County. Once you get past Palm Beach County, you can't listen to it anymore because the NBA wants you to buy their app. I don't know why they're geo-locking their sports radio station. Oh, wait. Yes, I do. Because you're cowards!
I mean, what do they do? All they talk about is hockey up there, right? And Canadian football.
Yeah, that's all they do. Of course. That's their bag. They love it.
Right.
That's their team.
Right.
Who is Edmonton's Canadian team? Is that the Rough Riders or is that Saskatchewan?
Saskatchewan is the Rough Riders.
Edmonton Tiger Cats? No, that's Hamilton.
Nope, the Edmonton Elks.
Oh, of course, yeah. The Elks. How could I forget? I'm sorry.
Can I just say, what a terrible nickname.
How many Grey Cups have they won, Frog Boy?
I don't know, but Baltimore's won more Grey Cups than Edmonton.
Really? You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
What if Edmonton's been like the Patriots? They have a dynasty going.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, they were a different team before, Leroy, so you may remember this guy. Not sure if you're familiar with Warren Moon.
Yeah.
He used to play for them, so he led them.
I thought he was an Argonaut.
So apparently he...
Toronto was like the New York Yankees. The Argonauts were like the New York Yankees of Canadian football.
Well, long story short, Edmonton has won 14 Grey Cups.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
Baltimore
won. My apologies. Oh, yeah? But they haven't won one in 10 years!
Yeah!
Been long enough.
So the Edmonton Elks.
Yeah, they used to be the Eskimos, but they had to change their name.
Well, politics, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta be the Eskimos anymore?
So technically, the Elks have not won a Grey Cup.
Well, technically, no. They have not.
That's, I mean, well, when Baltimore won one, you couldn't say the Cleveland Browns won one. So technically, yeah.
Been there, right? But last night, yeah, final score 4-3. So that is both wins this year for the Cats over the Edmonton Oilers. Uvis Balinskas opened up the scoring for the Cats. After that, it was tied 1-1. Anton Lundell, he gets the goal. Blast from Aaron Ekblad, he gets the assist. 3 points on the day for Lundy. Then you had Leon Draisaitl tied up at 2-2. And then in the third period, you got a goal from Nate Schmidt. And Swaggy, who I never sent to the Yotes, only threatened.
Oh, my goodness.
He put the Cats up 4-2.
It's funny how when you're mad and you're telling the story, his ass was in at the Yotes. Then after the fact, then it's like, no, no, merely suggested.
Well, threatened. I will say I threatened. I suggested.
He didn't threaten, dude. You sent him down.
No, 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 no. I merely said, if he doesn't get it together, I will send him to the Yotes, who did not exist, and he'd be there in an empty arena with no ice.
Carter Verhaeghe.
Hey, listen, he didn't miss a beat. He just has to take his time and be weird with the syllables.
Carter Verhaeghe.
Why does he breathe words like that?
He really pronounces that second H.
He.
Verhaeghe.
He, the Verhaeghe's in the barn.
He probably asked, like, right before that how to pronounce it. And so he was enunciating, so he got it right.
Sergei Bobrovsky got the win. I'm sorry, what was that, Mr. President? I apologize.
We got to get on to ice hockey.
Cats will be back at it tomorrow. The Calgary Flames will be in town. A little afternoon action with the Cats, 3:00. And
yeah, weird, right? Yeah, like, yeah. They play at 3. They always play during the day on the weekend, one day, and then the Heat play at 3 different times. They go 8:00 tonight.
Yep.
6:00 Sunday. 7:30 on Monday.
You're good.
Yeah.
They call you the scheduler.
No.
As Leroy said, the Heat will be back on the hardwood tonight against the Indiana Pacers. 8:00 coverage on 560 WQAM begins at 6:45. Indy is a 4.5-point favorite, fourth in the Eastern Conference. They've been good. They got it all.
They got Mr. Ugly Shooter.
Well, I'm hoping, you know, TJ McConnell's questionable tonight, and I'm hoping he's going to miss the game because he kills the Heat.
That intangible kills the
Heat. He is king intangible.
Is it between him and who's the one in Boston?
Peyton Pritchard? See, I feel like Peyton Pritchard's TJ McConnell had to crawl so Peyton Pritchard could walk. Like he's TJ McConnell is OG intangible. Because like his game's not even pretty. It's like it's all like in the paint floaters. You can't stop him when he faces the Heat. He's like Larry Bird. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous how good he is. So if they could not have him tonight, that would be a big boost to the I am not scared of Tyrese Halliburton. I am not scared of Miles Turner. I am not scared of Pascal Siakam. But if that guy could not miss the game, I'll take it.
Jeez.
Terrified of him. let me tell you something. So is Spo. If he goes to Chris Quinn's gonna tell him, he goes, hey, McConnell's out tonight. He goes, whoo!
Heat killer.
Hey, so what's going on with Jaime?
Well, let's get into it. In 15 minutes of Heat, we got to take a break, and we'll get into that coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We got to do a little 15 minutes of heat here for you, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Your Miami Heat will be back on the wood tonight at 8 o'clock, taking on the Indiana Pacers.
Are you boots on the ground?
No, not boots on the ground tonight. Got jujitsu tonight with my son. So you got to be sitting there. We got a busy weekend ahead. I'll be back on Monday. I'll be there for the Wiz. Anybody can go to Heat Knicks. Who's going to Heat Wiz? Those are the true boots. So no, but I will be. I'll be ass on the couch. I'll watch that. I'll watch it from there.
All right.
You know, check it on out. But 8 o'clock is your go time tonight. And 6:45 preheat with Solana and Tommy Tiger. So what was your question going into the break, Leroy? Go ahead.
What the hell's going on with Jaime?
What the hell is going on with Jaime Jaquez? It is a very fair question. Marcos, what do you got?
BG's dude taking over the locker room one more time. We're making a second round. Started with him this time.
I don't know what's gone on with Jaime Jaquez Jr., Leroy. I think there's been a couple of things that have gone into all of it. I think that, you know, if anybody has had like the hardest time with the Jimmy Butler thing, it was probably Jaime, because he went from six man to starter to six man. And so like that inconsistency, I think, did bother him. If I'm going to give him excuses, if I'm going to give, you know, true stuff, I think his shooting has not come around this year. He still stinks at it. And so he can't space the floor at all. So he's got to go to this, you know, footwork. And I kind of think it's been a little figured out. I, you know, we talked about this a little earlier in the season. Like, I thought that's something that's you know, that was going to be adjustment proof because he seemed like he had a lot of tricks in the bag, but I think a lot of his tricks have been figured out. I also just don't think he's been as good defensively, and Spo trusts him less. Like, I think that it just felt like last year they would put him on a lot of guys, a lot of the best guys in the league, and just right. like sink or swim, man to man. And I just think from his standpoint, he's been like scrambling all over the place this year. Right. So I don't know. But, you know, look, to Dade South's point, he says, what if he's just an average NBA talent? Is he a guy that just we saw his ceiling? His ceiling was, you know, really good against a Sixers team on Christmas with no Joel Embiid. And then it kind of tapered off. I don't know. I thought in the one thing I will say is I thought, out of the guys, you know, and it's tough to judge off a five-game series, but off the play-in games and off that playoff series against Boston, I thought his aggressiveness, I thought all that stuff of just going out and playing basketball, I thought that he played amongst the best of the Heat players. So I'm a little surprised by it.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems like something's going on. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Not all there.
Maybe. Maybe there's something we don't know about.
I will say this. They brag about stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Uh-huh.
But if you've had a role and then all of a sudden the role changes from game to game, that could wear on you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, so while Spo says he likes consistency, a lot of the guys struggle because of there being no consistency with their minutes, their time, when they play. And, you know, sometimes you don't put as much into it because you don't know what your role is going to be. So I don't know if that's it because there's certain things that, you know, he has to get better at.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that Spo could depend on when you start struggling with that, it's hard to accept the other things you haven't gotten better.
Yeah, and I think from his standpoint, like, I just remember last year, like, there was a lot of him not needing the ball in his hands. Like, he could make the right cut. He'd be there for putbacks. And I feel like
right.
it kind of feels like if the ball's not in his hands, he's almost lost. It's interesting how that's happened because I felt like he could just fit in the margins of this team a lot better last year. And I don't know, it just hasn't been there this year. It's hard to say it's just one thing. But you may be right. Maybe there is something going on in the background, but I can't give them all of the role excuses. Like Jovic dealt with all that same stuff and, you know, went from, you know, starting lineup to out of the rotation to six man. And when he was in six man, he found a role that he liked and he flourished.
Jovic is 21 though.
Yeah, I understand. So you're going to like, has he capped off?
I'm not necessarily saying that. I'm just saying that it maybe doesn't affect a really young guy because he's just trying to get going. You know, like it didn't bother Tyler Hero early in his career when he was back and forth and wanted to be a starter.
Well, it did bother him. He wanted to be a starter.
It did, but it didn't bother
it didn't him. It didn't bother his performance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It personally bothered him.
Right. So I don't know if it affects you if you're a little bit older. You know what I mean? A little, you know, he's what? 20, how old is 27, 28?
26, no, he's not that old.
24.
24? All right.
And he just turned 24. Yeah, he's not 29, Schmeithin.
That was pretty good, though.
Bastard.
So,
man. Think he got his medical degree at UCLA?
So I'm just, you know, I'm just curious. I'm just like, I don't know what it is.
This is Eric Spoelstra, because one guy who did get back into his role was Haywood Highsmith the last game. And that's supposed an interesting thing where he's just like, I don't know what the right decisions are right now. He kind of just threw him. He's like, listen, everybody's going to get chances. Everybody's had their chances. So I'm just going to throw guys in there who are going to see if they can make the most of their chances right now.
But when it doesn't work, it's third quarter.
Same. Really, really happy for him. You know, I mentioned it many times. You know, who knows what the right decisions are, you know, with this team. You know, that's just the reality. And I can't claim that I'm making, you know, the right decisions. But that's basically like, everybody's had their opportunities. You know, at some point we are where we are. So right now, there's kind of a clear mind, you know, in this final stretch. Just give in to the team. You know, just pour into the team, pour into whatever we have to do to get wins, whether you're playing or not playing, just pour into the team. Stay ready if you're not in the rotation. Your number will get called. That's happened all year long. Everybody's gotten their opportunity. But now with this stretch run, make an impact. And H certainly did that right away with the offensive rebounds, the hustle plays. You felt his energy, and he earned all those minutes. You know, that's what we say all the time. And I couldn't take him out of the game. And you're happy for him, you know, that he was able to stay ready. He had a really intense, you know, 3-on-3 workout yesterday. And that's just the kind of makeup he has.
There you go, Spo on Haywood Highsmith and the decisions.
He called, asked a question of you, Tobin.
Yeah.
So is Tobin for tanking or playing? Stop with the wishy-washy.
How am I being wishy-washy?
Because were we tanking for a flag or whatever that?
Well, look, I need to have my coping mechanisms. Like, I'm not going to just sit here and I think I've handled every loss just fine.
Yes.
In an appropriate manner.
Yes.
And then we were sitting at a point after a loss to the Hawks, and Spo was at, you know, very clearly scouting Cooper Flagg. I don't know what to tell you guys. So I can't say that I'm actively rooting for tanking right now, but I will say if the Heat get drubbed these next couple of games against two teams in the East that are
a ping pong ball mixer.
What are you talking about?
You can't even. What are you doing? So I'm gonna go with the listeners here.
What? I'm not being wishy washy.
Yes, you are.
I was rooting for the Heat the other night. Like, I still root for them to win. It's just
no.
I think if they don't win, I don't think I'm gonna feel as bad.
Go with ping pong balls.
Well, yeah. Look. Listen, I just want everybody to be clear here, just so you guys understand.
Yes.
The number one thing I root for is the bit. That's what I root for.
Oh, my God.
That's what I root for.
Wait a minute. There needs to be a word. I know it's a minus one.
Why?
It's definitely a minus one.
Minus one.
But we need to figure out
for show poniness
what to charge him with.
I think that's show pony.
It's not show pony. It's not being a show pony.
Fraudulence?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
dude. Fraud. Tobin's a fraud. Fraud with good access.
Wait, you literally said I'm all for the bit.
Yeah.
Wow. Show pony. Ping pong balls to the show.
Hold on. I found those ping pong balls during a break.
Oh, no.
I found them.
Marcos.
Yeah.
I know he found them.
No.
But at any point in time, did he express that?
This is what he did. He walked in that morning. He opened up the pack. He said, look what I got today. Leroy's going to be pissed. I was like, Tobin, it's a little much, but, you know, whatever.
I'm going to tell you, I do have a tease, but I'm not going to show you what it is yet.
Minus one for tomfoolery.
I got something. Got I got something in the mail the other day that my wife is just like, I've run out of questions. She just hands me the box.
Oh, you got your Rue balls? Your Rue?
Yeah, I bought Rue balls.
Oh, did you? Great. Perfect. They finally came in.
If
our show was all the one walking through the building with little Rue ball satchels.
Speaking of giant Rue balls, Did you guys see Steph Curry last night?
Oh my god!
First off, he started with that heave from three quarters. Did you see that shot, Leroy?
No.
Oh, I gotta send it to you. 56 points last night for Steph Curry.
No, he had 56.
So how does it feel to know that the Warriors are going to win the championship? How does it feel? Because it hurts me personally.
Why?
I'm partially happy for Jimmy. I just wish he would have not
again gone through this year. The whole issue is not with Jimmy wanting to be on another team. The whole point of this is based on what he said and what we all thought. We didn't know we were going to get that at the end of it.
I just ain't the heave.
So that's kind of what I was upset about. But the fact that he wanted to be on another team, that's mm-hmm. I didn't have a problem with that.
But he's going to win a championship. That's not going to hurt a little bit?
No. Because you weren't going to get that Jimmy from here.
Not anymore. Right. That damage was done.
Exactly.
But he did stink yesterday, Marcus. Does that make you feel any better?
It does. It does. Smeetham points out he's had 11 points in two games.
Mm-hmm.
That does make me feel better. But then
that's what Jimmy is.
It also hurts, though, to know that, yes, Leroy, you're right. That is what Jimmy is. We never provided the help. Of course, we couldn't provide him with a Steph Curry.
But here, even if you would have provided him with someone, Jimmy's always going to be a guy that impacts the game in a bunch of ways, but not just scoring.
The
role that he's playing now is the role that he was playing here, but you needed a Steph Curry with him, and they never really, you know, so.
And the Jimmy thing, just on his playing style, that is going to be the Heat's biggest concern. Now, right now, the Warriors are still winning with him. But the biggest thing is he plays a very physical style. His free throw rate the first six games, you can't keep that up. Like, especially at his age.
Has he taken?
Oh, my God. He was getting to the line at like 12 times a game. It was ridiculous. Like, prime Shaq.
Right.
So, you know, like, that's going to be – that's the physical question that's going to be there with that team right now. But – dude, the one thing though, this Steph Curry. I mean, he is. Did you see the shot?
Yeah. Dude. I mean, Marcos, it didn't even touch the rim.
No, dude, it didn't.
No. 12 of them bad boys yesterday.
12. You think he let off the gas for his boy Clay? Didn't want to take his record.
Yeah. Well, he's tied now, but
he's like, it's all he's got.
It's all he's got. He's the worst.
and then the Lakers won last night too. They won. And did you guys see what happened with Anthony Edwards getting kicked out?
No, I saw the Luka thing.
Now he's going to get suspended.
I know, dude. He's going to get.
He had that many texts.
I didn't either. I didn't realize that he had that many texts either.
I mean, I thought that was a Luka thing. Luka gets teched up all the time.
Gabe Vincent's trickery got all Trae Young in his head. Mm. Gabe Vincent swept the leg, and Anthony Edwards lost his mind.
Yeah, that also happens. You tend to lose your mind more when you're losing.
Yeah, keep losing wolves. That's what I need.
He's unhappy over there.
Yeah, keep that up. And it's really cold right now in Minnesota. Yeah.
Oh, the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dade South says that Tobin is Ryan Fitzpatrick. Take a break. We'll get back into the Cats. Paul Maurice, strong words after the win yesterday. Mm. He's not letting the Cats, the champs, let up at all. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to a little road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
4-3, the winners last night over the Edmonton Oilers, who are broken. Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
It happens. Remember the Panthers were that way with Tampa for a while.
Sure do.
Carolina.
The one thing is, though, they don't get us four times a year. They only get us twice.
Yep.
0-2. On top of it, did you see yesterday? I just got sent this, Leroy. Let me see if I get this for the audience. Shout out to Justin on Twitter who sent this to me. But the Panthers went a little team petty yesterday in the arena on the and understandably so. Like, you know, these they do a lot of this, a lot of yakking these Edmonton Oilers fans. And of course, you know, I'm sure you had your fair share of them last night in the building. But last night, the Panthers win the game at Amerant Bank Arena. And the Panthers, just to take out the salt shaker and shake it in the wound a little bit.
This is without Kachuk.
That's right. Panthers game ops just puts the Stanley Cup banner right there at the end. On the Jumbotron.
That's good game ops.
That's good. That's a point, Panthers. Yeah. Panthers picked up 3 points last night.
What if they do that for every game?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think they did because it seems like the person who sent this, it seems like probably was at the game and they took the picture and they would notice.
Right.
It's from a Twitter account, Jams, Cats fan and Balls fan. And he has a, who is that? I don't know who that is. What does it say? Anyway.
Maybe it's Michael Lowell.
What's that?
Maybe it's Mike Lowell.
They don't make him like him anymore, dude. Okay. But the Panthers do get the win yesterday. And can we hear a little from Paul Maurice, Marcos? Is that ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Paul Maurice said that they won, but he wasn't happy with it.
For the last 8 minutes, we looked the way we were supposed to. I really didn't like our game tonight. I thought we put a lot of pucks in feet. I thought we looped away from a bunch of pucks, and that's not the way we play. It's not so much the hit count. I thought we chose not to be as physical as I think we could have been in that game. So not enough to – there won't be a punitive skate tomorrow, but, we've played games this year.
Whoa!
I'm really happy with our game. I didn't love our game.
Punitive? Wow. Wait. Punitive skate means that if guys aren't playing the way they need to play, the skate tomorrow will be punitive.
It's not to divert off sports, but that's what everybody wants Mike McDaniel to be. Yeah. Like they want him to give punitive skates, whatever the football version of that.
Well, it's hard to do it when half of your team is hurt.
Yeah.
Right. Who you penalizing? The third string?
All of them.
The third string left guard.
You think Barkov's like, but coach, I've won every award. Oh, have you, Sasha? Punitive skate.
That just sounds like.
It feels like do you think he has like an ice skate that's made into a gavel and he's just like, punitive skate.
It just sounds like, oh my goodness, he's going to kill him today.
Paul Maurice said that they enjoyed playing soft style too much.
No, not like that. Not like that. I just want to be honest about my assessment of our game. They were physically trying. I just thought that we started to enjoy a game that we don't play well. We can play it. We won a game on it tonight, right? But it's not our strength. We didn't play necessarily to our strength, other than the Lundell line was really good. So I didn't mind the first period. Like, I thought we were right, and then we got into that transition, sloppy transition game, and we don't excel in that game.
The back and forth, the fast skating back. Yeah. You could see it, too, because it always seems like when the Panthers play that type of game, the other team gets a lot more two-on-ones than the Panthers do.
Yeah. Those damn shorthandies.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, although it was an edge-of-the-seat game, you could, when the game started getting wide open and back and forth, you could kind of, oh, boy. I think that's the part of it that he's like, whoa. This is too free-flowing of a game for our liking.
Here's a little bit of him says, though, that he believes that they will fix everything that needs to be improved.
We're going to go through the things that I didn't like, and we've been actually exceptionally consistent. And that's the only part of the game I don't like. We've been very consistent in not doing some of the things that we did tonight. And it's not a lack of effort or try. We just touch the puck, and here we go. And we had motion and off, but nothing happens. Nothing good happens for us, especially against a team like that. So we'll just try to get that one in the bud. No, I've had games where I was just downright sour and they were unkind meetings the next day. That's not how I feel. There was lots of good efforts, some good plays. Just didn't like some of the transition decisions we made.
Punitive skates and unkind meetings.
Yeah. That just sounds
2-1 filthy.
That's him. That's him. You gotta love it though. Like, look, he's not letting them be fat cats.
Yep.
He does have a great record. And most of the players just came off of All-Star break, and he's threatening with punitive skates. I love this man.
I love him too. I can't believe I thought he was a bum.
Yeah. Cold take by you.
Terrible take by me. This guy's the greatest. He is. I apologize.
Yeah, it's fair. Forgiven.
Here's one more from Paul on the Panthers play from yesterday.
Well, Anton and his two wingers figured out that if stayed fairly close together, they could make plays on the way up, and then they could forecheck, and then they could be real good in their own end of the ice. So they never got very far away from each other. They're good players. They got good hands, and good things will happen. And made them look fast, and they were physical, and they stopped pucks, and they skated really well. So they had continued on from Lustig was out last game, but I think they've been very, very consistent for us here, and we need it, especially when you have a team that can roll out those two guys on different lines, then double them up if they want, and if Barkov's not on the ice, then you got a line like that can play against
Finn's up line.
Did he say Lustig?
Yeah. He actually deserves one of those. Lusteranin is a really hard name to say.
Yeah, that's true. Like, even harder to spell.
And then he's like, Tui? They can call him Tui.
Tui.
Here's him saying he's not losing his mind, though. He says it was better to do it while winning.
No, I'll go back to January. I've been really, really happy with our game. We lost 2-1 the other night here at home, and was fine with our game. You know, we were good. I think sometimes when you get two power plays early in the game like that, now you're running your bench. You've got almost 5 minutes, it felt like, on the Barkov line. That affects them for the rest of the night. That's a lot of minutes early. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not burning the place down. There's just stuff I didn't like in the game. And I didn't think sit here and talk about how fabulous we were, and I don't think we were.
Hey. He did.
Man of standards.
He can't talk about punitive skate and then say, it's not like I'm burning the house down. But it kind of sounded like you were insinuating that it's going to be a rough day for the guys today.
It feels to me, this is just me, like we don't know a side of Paul Maurice, because it feels to me like there'll be days where there are practices where this man is putting boots on their golf carts. He goes, walk to the rink.
Right. It's like, filthy punitive skate.
Either way, great win by the Cats. It's like tomorrow, Calgary Flames, our boy Lomberg back in the building. So that'll be cool for him. I'm sure he's going to get a giant ovation. JFig is going to be in her feels about it. We'll play a little bit of Lomberg too, because he had a really funny quote yesterday about how much he still hates the Tampa Bay Lightning. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.